And now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, A Piece of Pie.
Like I say, Harry and me are wondering where to go. We say nothing to anybody about nicely-nicely because we have got to have time. Then Harry goes to Belmont Park, and later he shows up in my hotel room.
Broadway, you know what?
Harry, do not jump in like that, especially not at a time like this.
Broadway, today we get a break at...
What are you doing?
Hacking, what else?
You do not have to. Sit down and listen to me.
Yeah, I do that once before, and I am now cemetery bait.
No, I go to the track today, and I give a tip to a character named McBurgle.
You are feverish. There is nobody named that. And if there is, what good is he to us?
He is the employer of Miss Hilda Slocum, whom you will recall as Nicely Nicely's fiancé.
Nothing makes sense anymore.
Listen to me, will you? I give a tip to this McBurgle. He is very happy because he win a wad of potatoes. Then I find out he is editor of a magazine called Let's Keep House.
Harry, I have just got time to pack another handkerchief and catch a train. Goodbye. Stay here and die by yourself.
Will you sit down and listen? Broadway, McBurgle is going to talk to Hilda Slocum. He is going to try to persuade her to let us have Nicely Nicely.
Oh? How does he think he is going to do that?
I do not know, but we are going to see Nicely Nicely and Hilda now.
You want us to go outside? It is dangerous out there.
This is our only chance. Let us go.
I hope we will get pretty flowers.
I know why you're here. I don't know what influence you have with my editor. I don't even know how you managed to meet him, and I don't want to know. But I can tell you one thing.
Which is?
That even if it costs me my job, I will not permit Quentin to enter that stupid, absurd, ridiculous, and sickening eating contest.
Look, miss...
You listen to me, Mr. Horse.
The name is Harry.
I don't care what it is. And you, Mr. Broadway, you listen to me, too. I'll not stand by and see Quentin's health ruined by the greediness and mercenary objectives of his so-called friends.
Oh, that does it. See, boys?
And, Quentin, if you love me and want to marry me, do you?
Yes, Hilda, baby.
Then you won't even consider what they're asking.
Look, Miss Slocum, there is at stake not only money, but the health of two other people, namely Harry and me.
So I was given to understand. All right. Because my editor, Mr. McBurgle, asked me, I'll help you.
I eat... Boys, I ain't...
You do not.
But you say...
I said I'd help, not let you have Quentin. You can have a friend of mine, Violet Schumberger.
Who?
Who?
Violet Schumberger, a very dear friend.
Hey, I know her, boys. She is no selling plater, but a real entry.
But she is not you, Nicely.
You can have Violet or no one.
But, can she eat?
I've been trying for 10 years to put her on a diet. It's only because she's such a dear friend that I put up with her... Her appetite.
Boys, next to me, this doll Violet is easy 1-2 in any race where eating is concerned.
Yeah, but how will we explain the switch to little Mitzi and the others?
Broadway, it looks like we will have to. Miss Slocum, when can we see your friend?
I'll bring her to see you.
When?
Tomorrow.
All right. Tomorrow at noon at Mindy's.
Boys, the rest of the boys are very angry that you do this to us.
But we tell you, Mitzi, it is not our fault.
Can we help it if Nicely Nicely falls in love and gives up eating because of it?
This Violet Schumberger doll better be good. She better be good.
Hey, it is almost noon.
Yeah, there they are.
Is that the doll?
It must be. I never see such a large doll.
She has got a face like a town clock.
My goodness, she is quite large. Boys, maybe you save yourself a lot of trouble.
But the question is, can she eat?
And there is Nicely Nicely and his fiancée.
I never see such a large doll. Look, she's coming in sideways.
Shh, be nice to her.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Nicely.
Gentlemen, this is Violet Schumberger.
How do you do?
It is a pleasure.
Hello.
Hello yourselves. Well, when do we start eating?
Violet.
Oh, don't be so stuffy, Hilda. Smells good in here. I think I'll have lunch.
You just did 20 minutes ago.
Lunch. She calls roast chicken, gravy, biscuits, honey, mashed potatoes, and pie a lunch. Well, who wants to see me?
Who cannot?
Miss, you know why you are here?
Sure do, big boy.
Miss, do not hit me like that again.
Can't take it, eh? Well, let's get started.
And Miss Violet Schomburger eats for us. 2 hours later, even little Mitzi is convinced that we have a good entry. Especially when Miss Hilda Slocum agrees to let Nicely Nicely coach Violet for the contest. Then comes the day of the contest, which takes place in a private room in Mindy's. Everybody concerned is there, including 2 judges called in from neutral country. Harry the Horse and me are very nervous again, because when we see Joe Duffel, who is our opponent, Harry says to me,
Broadway, he looks like a pretty fair eater.
Yeah, he is lean and tall.
He will be dangerous.
And I do not like the way little Mitzi is looking at us.
All right, everyone, all right, let's have your attention. As one of the judges, I must call your attention to the rules of this contest. Attention, please, attention. Now, here are the rules. The 2 contestants must eat with knife and fork or spoon. Speed will not count, only the amount of food consumed. We will take into account any food left on the plates over an ounce. Liquids will not count in the scoring. The losing side is to pay for the food. In case of a tie, the contestants will eat it off immediately in ham and eggs. We agreed that a coin will be tossed to see who gets to choose the first course. Harry, Broadway, your contestant ready?
Just a minute. Violet, how do you feel?
Fine, fine. I warmed up on sauerkraut and spare ribs.
You eat before you get here?
I was hungry.
Nicely. Why do you let her do it?
I feel sorry for her when she tells me she's hungry.
Oh, no.
Well, gentlemen.
Well, we are ready.
Then call the toss.
Heads.
Tails. Mr. Duffel, name the first course.
2 quarts of olives, 2 bunches of celery, and 1 pint of walnuts.
Agreed. Miss Schomburger, name the second course.
12 dozen cherry stone clams.
Mr. Duffel?
2 gallons of Philadelphia pepper pot soup.
2 5-pound striped bass.
20-pound roast turkey.
I will repeat the order so there will be no argument later. First course, 2 quarts of olives, 2 bunches of celery and 1 pint of walnuts. Second course, 12 dozen cherry stone clams. Third course, 2 gallons of Philadelphia pepper pot soup.
Well, that goes on until the dessert is decided on. Miss Violet Schomburger calls it, and it is a pumpkin pie 2 feet across and no less than 3 inches deep. The contest starts at 8:30 p.m. sharp, and for a while there is no sound except eating. Then little Mitzi whispers to me as follows.
Broadway, she is not keeping up with this Joe Duffel.
Well, yet, Mitzi, it is not speed that counts.
Yeah, that is right.
I do not like the way this is going. I wish Nicely Nicely is in there.
Now, wait a minute. She's beginning to catch up a little.
Yeah, she is.
No, she is not. Joe Duffel is slowing down a little.
All right, bring the turkey and split it in half.
Now we will see the real eating start.
Just a minute.
What is the matter with her?
Violet, what is the matter?
I forgot something.
Huh? Violet, why do you stop eating? You've got half a turkey.
Give up, Miss Schomburger.
Give up? I haven't started. I just wanted to ask, where's the stuffing for the turkey?
Where is the stuffing, she asks. Joe Duffel looks a little startled at this, but they keep eating on even times until the waiter brings the pumpkin pie. And the scene is as follows.
Last course dessert. Each contestant will eat half this pumpkin pie. Ready, Mr. Duffel?
Ready.
Ready, Miss Schomburger?
Yes. Wait a minute.
Hey, she's asking advice of her coach. That's not allowed.
What do you mean that's not allowed?
That's a foul.
Now, wait, everyone. I'll have to consult with my colleague. Hold everything.
Broadway, you better start running. You too, Harry.
No, wait a minute, Mitzi.
Attention, please. My colleague and I have decided that no actual foul in the eating has been committed. However, if Miss Schomburger did ask advice, then there is a foul. Mr. Jones, will you tell us what Miss Schomburger whispered to you?
Why, sure. All she asks is, when she finishes, can she have another piece of pie?
Gentlemen, I'm licked. I can't eat another bite.
He's quickie.
It's useless for me to go on against this girl who asked for more pie even before she starts on the piece before. I'm almost dying as it is, and I don't want to destroy myself in a useless effort. Gentlemen, he's not human.
He's quitting.
Three cheers for Miss Violet Schomburger.
Hip, hip, hooray!
Hip, hip, hooray!
Hip, hip, hooray!
Broadway, Harry, you are geniuses.
Hey, look, Joe Duffel passes out under the table.
Nicely, nicely.
Look, nicely also passes out.
What's the matter? All right, all right. Everybody out. Come on, clear the premises. We will take care of things. Come on, outside.
Poor Nicely. Poor Nicely. Is he dead?
No, he just looks like he has fainted.
I owe everything to him, everything.
Huh? You mean we owe everything to you?
Oh, no. What I really whispered to him was that I was a goner. That Mr. Duffel is a pig.
Well, the doctors at the receiving hospital are greatly puzzled later to receive from the same address at the same time one patient who is suffering from undernourishment and another one who is unconscious from overeating. Now, that is not the end of my story, not by a long shot. Well, the payoff comes some days later when I am sitting in Mindy's. I look up and who is standing by my table but Miss Hilda Slocum? Naturally, I'm very curious as to why she is in an eating place. I ask her to sit down, and she says...
What's that you're eating, Mr. Broadway?
This, chicken fricassee with dumplings, hot biscuits and honey. Why?
Is it good?
Wonderful. But, why do you ask?
Oh, I just wondered.
By the way, how is Nicely coming along?
I don't know. He's out of the hospital, but I haven't seen him. Or Miss Violet Schumberger.
What?
They eloped together. They sent me a postcard.
You mean Nicely and Miss Violet Schumberger? They are married?
Yes, they're in Florida. They opened a barbecue stand, and the chances are they're eating like seven mules.
How do you like that?
I don't. Men. They're all alike. A woman does something to help them, to please them, and they...
Yeah, I see. I am sorry, Miss Slocum.
My editor, he...
Oh? Well, what about him?
He said he'd take me dancing if... there was anything to take hold of.
I see. And you like to dance?
Very much. That chicken and dumplings, they're really good.
Oh, very good. But, of course, not for people who are on a diet.
I want some.
Uh-huh.
Well, what are you staring at me for?
Oh, nothing. I am just thinking, you must be very fond of dancing. Waiter, another order of this, and make it snappy.
And so ends the famous Damon Runyon story, A Piece of Pie. Listen in again next week for... The Damon Runyon Theater. The Damon Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Sandville, and the story is adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. Vern Carstensen is in charge of production. This is a Mayfair production.